Genesis chapter 49 and verse 22. The Bible says Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. Verse 23, the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your strength. Pray, God, that you help us tonight as we enter into this service and this message time. This sermon, Lord, that you've laid on my heart. Help me to preach tonight, Lord, with your anointing. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Jacob is blessing all of his sons. And he had gathered his sons together. He charges them. He gives them a prophecy. Amen. Jacob is fixing to die. Matter of fact, when he gets done, amen, talking to all of his children, he gathers up his feet, the Bible says, and yields up the ghost in the bed. He died right then and there. Joseph fell on his father and wept. And there's so much preaching in this chapter, in Genesis chapter 49. I'm thankful that the Word of God is alive today and that the Lord can speak to us as individuals, amen, in our hearts and as families and as a church. The Bible says here that the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Joseph is a very familiar character in the Bible. And matter of fact, the Bible, he's a flawless character that is written in Scripture. There's no flaw in Joseph. There is a lot of Old Testament characters are a type of Christ or character of Christ, you know, and in the Old Testament. And there's one verse of Scripture that the Bible says that God showed him mercy. And no matter what we do or how good we are, we all have to have mercy, the mercy of God, because we're all sinners. And Joseph had to have the mercy of God too in his life, because he was a sinner. But here in this scripture, Jacob is bringing out the fact that Joseph has overcome. Don't you want to overcome? Amen. You're not going to overcome because you don't have no problems, because that's not possible. Everybody's going to face troubles in life. Everybody's going to have opposition in life, and oppositions, troubles of life will come. What was that song they sang a while ago? God will move. Said, when I get, you know, I think that verse made the, at least the, I'd give us the idea that when I get through with one thing, then something else pops right back up. Do you ever feel that way? One guy said, I'll always have a mountaintop experience. Said, I'm either on top of the mountain or the mountain's on top of me. But, you know, the Christian life is like this. It's up and down. But it should never be like this. In and out. It's a straight path. But, you know, you never know how you'll feel or how it'll be or what will take place. The song said he's God on the mountain and he's God in the valley. I'm glad that the Lord is the same no matter what is going on in our life. I'm glad that the Lord is the same no matter what is going on in our nation. Thank the Lord for that one amen. I'm so glad that we have a God that never changes, but life is constantly changes. You know, your life can change in a moment. your whole life can change in a moment. You know, everything may be going, you may be sitting here on the pew tonight and say, well, everything's going good for me. You know, I'm doing pretty good. And one phone call can change your life forever. One split second decision can change your life forever. And you have to trot a path that you didn't want to try, that you didn't want to go. You have to go through a valley, dark times. Matter of fact, you may struggle the rest of your life. And Joseph is a perfect picture of that. I mean, he's got a coat of many colors, and he is his daddy's pick, and everything's going good, and he's dreaming wonderful dreams. He's got a bright future ahead of him. He's, you know, the 11th boy. He's got a younger brother named Benjamin. He don't even have to hardly work. You know, the other boys have to all go work. He don't even have to work. He's spoiled. Really, he was a spoiled brat. I'm not going to ask if we got any spoiled brats in here tonight, because some of y'all might raise your hand, and then, you know, and then I might have to preach different. Not really. But Joseph's life was changed. He said, go check on your brothers. You know, go see where they are. And he goes out there, and his whole life was changed. Jacob thought he was dead, but he wasn't dead. He was a slave. He was sold to Egypt. Potiphar, bought him there. He's working in this house. Not only that, but he's lied on. He's tempted. You know, Joseph was a godly man. He was raised right. And he's faced with temptations that no young person, and, you know, we would all say nobody should face that. Have you ever said that about maybe yourself or somebody else? Nobody should have to go through that. Joseph, really, looking through man's eyes, I mean, he shouldn't have to face that. Here, you know, this grown woman, you know, coming after him, and he still stood true to God. He was lied on. He was cast in prison because of his stand for right. What about that? The archers shot at him. You know, the devil's going to go after anybody that's going to live for God. If you take a stand for God and live for God, the devil is after you. The archers are after you. There's so many forces of hell, dark spirits of evil in our day and hour. Amen. I remember telling my wife, you know, just kind of feeling the pressure of the enemy and stuff, and feeling just different things. And, you know, I mean, everything's the devil's fault, right? I mean, it's the devil. It's the devil. It's the devil. I mean, you know, always the devil. But they said that they was having church and testimony service, and a guy walked by the street. They said the church was right on the street, and said the man walked by the street. He wasn't, and they was having church in there, and the devil was sitting on the porch crying. And he said, "What in the world's wrong with you?" He said, "They're blaming me for stuff in there I never thought about doing." But it's all the devil's fault. But whether, you know, we get ourselves in a lot of trouble a lot of times, but I mean, you live for God, and the devil's going to get you. And I remember I was feeling the pressure of hell, and I got to thinking about, you know, people that, you know, maybe weak, or, you know, struggling, or maybe, you know, don't really have their mind made up, and, you know, people that really don't have their foot on the rock, like Brianna was singing a while ago, or maybe people that, you know, don't know, or, you know, just new in the way and just got saved. And I remember mentioning to Sister Bethany, talking about, you know, think about, you know, what they're facing. The enemy is against us all. The archers have truly shot at him. He was tempted. Amen. Amazing temptation and opportunity placed in his way. And he stood for God. Well, surely if you stand for God, then everything's going to be all right. I'm telling you, amen, the way to hell is the easy road to the flesh. You live for God, you're going to face ridicule. You're going to face forces of darkness. Amen. There is an easier road. And the reason that it's easier is because everybody's traveling it. It's the broad way, and many there be that go in thereat. And that, I mean, in the end, it is the hard way. The way of the transgressor is hard. That compromising demon is such a deceiving demon. Because he tells you, young people, if you'll just let up, it'll be easier for you. But the consequences is so great that we cannot imagine, amen, the consequences in the end. Y'all still with me tonight? Joseph is living for God. Amen. Joseph is making right choices, and there's archers shooting at him is what Jacob is telling at the end of his life. Amen. The archers have sorely shot at him. I think about, amen, Ahab. The Bible says that army that was fighting against them? Maybe the Syrians or something. Was it the Syrians? And, Jehoshaphat, you know, he went as a king, and he had no business down there. Matter of fact, God sent a prophet and said, because you went with him, said, why do you love those that hate the Lord? Come on now. It matters who we hang around. You know, God has enemies. The Bible says in James, how can you be a friend of the world when they're an enemy of God? He said, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. He said, adulterers and adulteresses. He said, in James, you can read it. Is it James chapter 3 or James chapter 4 where he says, whosoever is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. But Ahab said, I tell you what, Jehoshaphat said, you be the king, and said, you wear all your, because you know the kings would go out in them war. They'd be in a chariot. They'd be all in fancy array and all these things going on. And then the soldiers would fight, you know. And most of the time they'd leave the king alone, you know, until it was all over and capture him or whatever. Well, they had made up their mind, said, don't kill nobody but get that King Ahab. That's what the enemy's army had done. And Ahab evidently had a pretty good idea because he told Jehoshaphat, he said, you go as king, I'm going to act like a normal guy. He's the king of Israel. And he don't even have a stripe on his arm. He's not even a sergeant. Right, Brother Curtis? He just out there just a battling. Nobody knows it's Ahab the king. Nobody, he don't have his whole, you know, them guys come marching in. We was up there at Washington, D.C. I mean, them guys come marching in there at that Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I mean, they had more, they had brass and all these ribbons and stuff hanging on there. They had fought some battles, took some training. These guys wasn't just out of boot camp. And Ahab could have wore his. He could have been out there, you know, with the king and the crown and all that. But instead, he's just out there fighting. Am I boring y'all tonight? The Bible says that they went at Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat's crying, hey, I'm not the king. I'm Jehoshaphat. I'm the king of Judah. I'm just down here helping. He just paid me to come down here. So they left. The Bible said that an archer standing way back just pulled back a bow and just shot it in the air. Just shot it in the air. He didn't aim. He just pulled it back and shot it. And the Bible said that arrow went. And Ahab had best way to explain it is like a bulletproof vest on. He had an armor on. And that arrow went right in there. And got him right in his heart. Amen. Archers shooting. Amen. The devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. We might think this is a game, or we might think that it's not very serious, but the devil is not satisfied until we're burning in the flames of hell. Doesn't care what my name is or what your name is. Doesn't care what kind of, you know, we can say, well, I've done this or I haven't done this or whatever. He's not satisfied until we're in hell. And Joseph faced trouble. He was lied on. Has anybody ever been lied on? He was tempted, amen, above measure, we would say, in man's eyes. He was in the house alone. She grabbed him by the coat. Now, I'm not going to tarry there, but here's this young man, amen, facing adulthood, amen, and being tempted in this measure, and yet he still takes a stand for God. He gets thrown in a dungeon, amen, because of what he did. Now I want to say right here, Potiphar must have knew something was going on, because it, you know, if that was a real situation, he would have killed Joseph. Joseph was a slave. They would kill him. So I believe Potiphar knew. I mean, you know, Don't nobody say amen right here, but I mean, you live with a woman like that, I mean, you can figure them out. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, but I'm just saying, I mean, them guys had figured it, he done figured it out, or he'd have killed Joseph. The guys don't say amen. Now, I'm just telling you. But anyways, oh, God help us tonight. Down in the prison house, down in the dark dungeon, amen, back up to his brothers. Joseph didn't do nothing to be thrown in that pit. Joseph didn't do nothing to be sold, amen, like a piece of garment. Amen. Joseph didn't do nothing for his own brothers, amen, to sell him like he was a goat or a pig or a sheep or a horse. I mean, they just sold him like nothing, went back and lied to their dad. Amen. What was it? They were shooting at him. God had a plan for his life, and every devil in hell, amen, was discharged by their general and said, you take him out. No matter what you gotta do, you take him out. Now I look at young people today, and I look at, amen, husbands and wives and families, amen, and people serving God, new converts and people coming in, amen, and it's almost if I close my eyes, I can see the archers with their bows out and said, I'm going to shoot him on the job. I'm going to shoot her at home. I'm going to shoot her at church. I'm going to shoot her at the store. I'm going to shoot her. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. There's a force of hell. Amen. And they're well equipped with many arrows. They're well equipped with many darts. That's why we must take unto us the whole armor of God. Amen. That we can be able to stand. And the Ephesians chapter 6 said, take the breastplate of righteousness. I'll be surprised if you can find a police officer in America and on duty without a bulletproof vest on. Now, I know it's just covering right here, but I'll be surprised if you can find one without a bulletproof vest on. How come we, as children of God, live in such a dark, wicked hour? Act like sometimes that we don't have nothing to worry about. Take unto you the whole armor of God. Amen. This is the point of my message, though. I'm laying a whole foundation. It's taking me like 30 minutes just to get to where I want to preach. The Bible said the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Yes, there is a battle. Yes, there is a war. Yes, there is a force that hates you. Amen. The devil hates every human being. He hates the ones that are serving him. Because we is made in the image and likeness of God. And every time the devil sees a human, he sees God. God has hands. God has feet. God has a face. Amen. God don't have a tail. You didn't come from a monkey. You can find it all in the Bible. Just like the human. Amen. Every time the devil looks, somebody wrote a song said, my cousins don't swing from trees. We all come from Adam and Eve. Sounds like a song Chip Roy would write, don't it? It's a brother that we met up in Virginia from Sister Bethany's dad's church. Maybe y'all, the rest of y'all will get to meet him one day. But the disappointments, but look, I want to take verse 24 and preach for a few minutes, and I'm really almost done. I really am. I know I'm just getting started to my point, but I really am almost done. I would like for the Lord to encourage us tonight and speak to our hearts. Amen. Can you just wave your hand and say, Lord, my heart tonight. Lord, encourage me tonight. Help me tonight, Lord. Maybe somebody's here tonight. You've been sorely shot at. Amen. Maybe everywhere you turn, there's another arrow. There's another bow. Amen. Shooting at us. Amen. That's the way it was with Joseph. Amen. His brothers shot at him. You know, I know it was the devil. And that's the worst thing you can do is put a face on the devil. Your enemy is not your wife. Your enemy is not your husband. Amen. Your enemy is not your dad. Your enemy is not your sister. Your enemy is not the pastor. Hallelujah. Don't put a face on the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And then the Bible says, take the whole armor of God. Now, I don't have time to preach about it, but every armor, every piece of that armor is so important to that Roman soldier. The helmet of salvation. Amen. The belt of truth. Amen. The shoes. Hallelujah. Praise God. The breastplate, the sword, the shield of faith. God help us. Amen. But the Bible says, but his bow abode in strength. Joseph was shot at, but when the dust settled, he was still standing. Praise God. I said, hallelujah. And I want to tell you something. I cannot, amen, guarantee that you'll never be shot at or shot, but I can guarantee you that God will help you stand, amen, after every, amen, every battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will make it through if you'll just hold on. You will stand. He won't put more on you than you can bear. The Bible said his bow abode in strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will give us strength. What was we singing Sunday night? Amen. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalms 27:14. Amen. I had fainted, verse 13, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Where did Joseph get this strength? Amen. The Bible said the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. I almost went to Walmart and bought a little kiddie bow tonight. I wanted one. I thought about even calling some moms and say, y'all got a little bow? I thought one of my kids might have one. Because this is exactly what the scripture is saying. That Joseph had that bow, but God had his hands on the bow too. Y'all ever played baseball? I remember I went to private school and we were small, and so we'd play softball. And you know, the teachers make a rule, you had to pick everybody. Well, you know, those big old boys didn't want us little boys on their team. And so they made a rule, amen, that, when we got to bat, that one of the bigger boys could put his hands over us and swing as long as our hands stayed on the bat. You know, I'm talking about getting jerked, you know, your arm about to get jerked out of socket or something, but. And y'all ever see anything like that? Come on up here, Evan. I'll show you exactly. You're going to act like this microphone's a bat. Actually, let's use this drumstick. That's exactly like this right here. Act like that's a bat. Watch out. Now, here's how we do it. It's say, all right, pull your hands up a little bit. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all want to see that, girls? Hey, let's go over here and demonstrate this for them. Okay. Here, you want to do something bigger? Let's use something bigger. Let's see if this will work. Maybe not. Y'all get the picture tonight? Y'all like y'all are bored, so I'm going to show you. And I'm needing all the help I can get preaching tonight. You never know, something like this may blow it out of here. Hold on. One more time around. One more time. One more time. Man, how far is that thing screwed in? That must go through the platform. Somebody say praise God. Every time I turn it, praise God. There we go. All right, look at this. That's a pretty good bat right there. I mean, you know, I'm not talking about this age right here. I'm That's exactly what the scripture's saying, except it's a bow. Amen. Come on, put your hands right here. It's a matter of fact, it's in the Bible. It's in 2 Kings chapter 13, when Elisha was an old man. Jehoshaphat went down there to see him. Amen. Don't swing that around. And he said, get that bow. And he said, shoot an arrow out the window. So he got a bow. And the Bible says that Elisha put his hands on the hands of the king. And so what it was, here was a mighty king that was strong in physical strength, but was weak in faith. And you ever feel like you're weak in faith? Maybe you got it all planned out, but it don't work out the way you want it to. Amen. And the king of Syria was coming. And the Bible says he said, shoot out the window. That old king, the Bible said he was blind. Amen. He's fixing to die. He takes his hands and he puts it on the hands of the king. Amen. The old prophet has got his hands. What was it? It was, amen, the weak hands of man and the strong hands of God. And that's exactly what God did for Joseph. Joseph wasn't strong, but God was strong. Now I want you to know the devil will shoot at you, young people. Amen. The devil will try to knock you out, brother or sister. Amen. But you've got a mighty God that'll put his hands all around you. Amen. And your bow will stay strong in strength. Amen. Because his hands, you look at that, his hands were made strong by the hands of the awe of the mighty God. Hallelujah. You think God's ever shot a bow or arrow that missed? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I ain't got time to put that back in there. We get to fighting in these battles and think, man, there ain't no way I'm going to survive this. If you could just feel the hands of God, you'd shoot that arrow. Praise God. You'd go ahead and pray. Amen. You'd go ahead and fight back. You know what Joseph did when he was faithful to God? He fought back. He stood against it. When the devil says you might as well compromise, you might as well give in. There's no use in trying. That's his favorite line. Amen. Brother Iam was talking about the spirit of the Antichrist. You know what he's going to do? The Bible said he's going to wear out the saints of God in the end times. Is anybody exhausted tonight? Come on, raise your hand, Sister Bobby. I wouldn't have known you was a while ago. You was praising God and stuff. But you know, we come in here, we're exhausted. Physically is what I'm talking about. Work today, got up early, ran, done this, done that, worry, stress. Sometimes you ain't got to do nothing and you're exhausted. You got such a mental load upon you. Troubles, finances, bills, bill collectors. Come on, church. But you know what? Spiritually, the Bible says in the end times that the devil's tool would be to wear out the saints of God. Wear them out. Make them totally exhausted. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like worshiping God. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel, my spirit is low. I'm down. Amen. But if we could just get that arrow of prayer. I don't feel like praying for my lost loved ones. I don't feel like living right. I don't feel like telling, amen, or going on. I don't feel like it. Amen. That's the forces of hell shooting at you. But young people, saints of God, if we could just get that bow one more time, amen, and realize that there's a great big God. How big is our God? Sister Bobby sang in prayer meeting the other day, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. That the hands of God is on our God. I just have a vague memory of those baseball games where it'd be one of my older brothers. Man, we had this one old boy named Sean. He was probably a senior when I was, you know, first or second grade. I didn't go, we homeschooled most of my life, but I did go to that private school for a little. Man, he was a big old boy. I'm talking about tall and big. And I remember a couple times he'd lean over me and swing that bat for me. Praise God. Yeah, my hands was on it. I didn't swing that bat at all. I mean, all I'd done was just played the rules so I could, you know, get to base. Thank God. And I think about the times that I've won battles. I think about the times that I've won prayers. I think about the times that I've shot back at the enemy. No wonder David said a bow of steel is broken in my arms. Amen. Nobody can break a bow of steel, but when God gets a hold of a man, amen, like Samson, you can carry the gates out of the city. Hallelujah. When God gets a hold of a man like Gideon, hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. There is victory. Hallelujah. When God gets a hold of a little shepherd boy like David, the giant comes down. Amen. When God puts his hand around the bow, and said, shoot that arrow. Amen, mom. Shoot that arrow, prayer wife. Shoot that arrow, church. Oh, Paz, put your hand back on the bow real quick. I know you feel like laying down the bow and arrow. Amen, but put your hands back on the bow. There's a mighty big God. Amen, that wants to put his hands on the bow. Don't give up quite yet, Joseph. Amen, there'll come a day. Amen, the Bible said that you'll have strength. Hallelujah. Amen. God brought Joseph through, and God will bring you through too. Stand together with me tonight. I thank the Lord for the service. We'll take some time to pray tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give the Lord praise for the victory he's given in my life. I give the Lord praise. You know, it's something how the devil will give a counterattack. Come on, let's pray. Amen. The devil will give a counterattack. Just like we had that wreck, we'd had a wonderful youth camp. Amen. A wonderful time at Washington, D.C. and all these things. Amen. And the devil, amen. You know, I thank God that it was no lives, but the devil will, you know, he'll give a counterattack. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to be faithful to God, stand true and be strong. Lord, help us tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight.
Thank you, Lord.